particularly like to welcome all the vintners from all over Ireland who are coming to Ballybuffet for tomorrow's conference. So, but when you see the statistics that were announced at the weekend about the amount of closures because of the increases, the price increases, the VAT rates, so that they're, it's going to be a difficult few years. But I've been saying this over the last, since COVID, that this has been coming down the road. We've seen it coming. And it was not long since we talked about the price increase from the drinks companies to the business as well. And it's getting to be difficult for people to go out and socialise now. It's getting very, very expensive. So this is stark reality of the way things are. And I suppose the vintners have called on a few things that they want the VAT rate put back to the, it went up to 23% as to bring in and come to the country after the 2008 crisis. And they've asked for the VAT rate of 13.5% on the foods to come back down again to 9%. So there's, these are two of the things that they looked about. Something needs to happen in the near future.
Younger generations aren't wanting to take over the family pub. I suppose on the other hand as well, the current owners, the parents who'd be passing the pub on, mightn't want to put that burden on them, given the way that things are going.
No, gee, that is the thing that I'm listening to from members is, would you want them to go into that business? Because it's going to be so, we can see that it's going to be so difficult for people to make a living in the industry going forward. And as well, that's one of the things that they called for as well, that we need some kind of a tax system where like the farmers, where you're handing on the family business to family members, that there is a proper, that the tax liability is not as high as it is, similar to the scheme that was brought in to help farmers for bringing young farmers into the market. So I think someone needs to be done there as well. And that would be maybe some incentive to keep families in the business. So it's a stark reality. I'm sure tomorrow in Jackson's at the conference, it will be a strong message that will be coming out from it that something needs to be done urgently, or that section of our tourist industry will be gone.
Are you expecting to hear anything about the toll it's having on publicans' mental health?
Yeah, well, I mean that's a lot. That's a lot of industries. It's going to be that's a factor that people the stress of the job. But plus as well as the thing is that it's getting to a stage now that businesses are only opening so many hours per week because of the issues of supposed staffing issues as well, and it's getting you know, we brought in measures and it's great to see measures being brought in to help staff, but the sick pay scheme that was brought in, that's grand for some industries that like the civil service, where if somebody's out sick, that will that work probably won't be done until they come back again, but whereas you just, if somebody's off sick in the bargain, it's costing you double the pay because you have to get somebody in to cover them. Mm-hmm. So it's a double whammy for the service industry. You just can't leave that position without filling it. So you're caught twice. So it's difficult time ahead. So hopefully that whatever government member is there tomorrow night at the dinner dance, they can bring the message back to the front bench.